Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Work continues to clean up the wrecked Francis Scott Key Bridge after its collapse last week. The downed bridge has forced the closure of the busy port of Baltimore, something Democratic Congressman Glenn Ivey says could affect the nation's supply chain.
It's going to cost more to ship things to this region, potentially. And so, people need to be prepared for some increases in some of the things they're paying.
There's no timetable for when the port might reopen. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reaffirming his plan Sunday to invade the southern Gaza city of Rafah, despite international outcry over the high humanitarian toll that will likely cause. Pope Francis calling for a ceasefire during his Easter Sunday Mass. Traffic once again moving on California's Scenic Highway 1 after a section of the road collapsed after heavy rain Saturday. The collapsed section happened about 17 miles south of Monterey and sent chunks of asphalt tumbling into the ocean. This is ABC News. Kia's most popular car now facing a big recall. ABC's Mike DeBusky with more.
The full-size Kia Telluride could roll away when parked, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. That's why it's recalling nearly 430,000 of the SUVs made between the 2020 and 2024 model years. Kia says it estimates 1% of recalled Tellurides have the defect. Dealers will fix the issue with a software update to the electronic parking brake. In the meantime, Kia's instructing drivers to engage the parking brake manually before getting out. Mike DeBusky, ABC News.
AT&T reporting a massive data breach. The company says more than 70 million current and former customers affected in the breach that occurred in 2019 or earlier, but the company says it only discovered it recently. Compromised data may include names, passcodes, addresses, social security numbers, and more. The company says it's already reset passcodes and current users and are working to notify those affected. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News is sponsored by TC Auto Works, dedicated to customer satisfaction, providing both quality work and competitive prices. Cloudy tonight with a 40% chance of scattered light rain or drizzle, low 36. Cloudy tomorrow, it will be breezy and cool with occasional light rain likely, high 45, winds will be out of the northeast to east, 10 to 20. And drizzle and possible flurries tomorrow night in the evening, mostly cloudy with a low of 30. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the northeast, I should say, at about 2 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 48 degrees.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Today is Sunday, March 31st. Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thede. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is providing guidance to voters ahead of Tuesday's spring election. Here's what to know. If you plan to go to the polls, check the Wisconsin Elections Commission's MyVote website at myvote.wi.gov to verify your registration status, find your polling place, and see what is on your ballot. Polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Polling place hours are the same across Wisconsin, no matter where you live. Voters need to be in line by 8 p.m. to vote. If you are not registered to vote, you can register at your polling place on Election Day. You can register to vote for the first time or update your name or address. To register, you will need to show a proof of residence document, which must contain your name and current residential address. You may present your proof of residence document as a hard copy, paper document, or an electronic document on your smartphone, tablet, or computer. Remember to bring your photo ID to your polling place. Wisconsin requires an acceptable photo ID to vote, such as a Wisconsin driver's license, state ID card, U.S. passport, military or veteran's ID, tribal ID, a certificate of naturalization, or some student IDs. If you do not have a valid photo ID, you can get one for free at your local Division of Motor Vehicles office. An acceptable photo ID for voting does not need to show the voter's current address. You can still return absentee ballots in person on Election Day. Contact your municipal clerk to find out where you should return it to. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports a two-vehicle crash that occurred Friday afternoon in rural Ontario in the town of Forest. At approximately 12:45, the Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center was notified of the crash that occurred on County Road F near Harris Road. Lucas Paul Downing, age 34, of rural Kendall, was operating a 2007 Kia Spectra traveling east and uphill. Diane Louisa Brewer, age 67, of rural Ontario, was driving west, and as she crested the hill, she saw the Downing vehicle had crossed the center line. Attempting to avoid a head-on collision, Brewer steered right. The left front corner of the Downing vehicle struck and sideswiped the entire left side of the Brewer vehicle. Both Downing and Brewer were extricated from their vehicles by the Hillsborough Fire Department. Both were transported to Gunderson St. Joseph Hospital in Hillsborough by Hillsborough Ambulance. Brewer was treated and released. Downing was later transferred to the University of Wisconsin Hospital in Madison. Brewer's service dog, Jake, did not appear injured and was returned home. Investigation of the accident continues. A person was arrested following a disturbance in Clyde. The Iowa County Communications Center received a report of the disturbance on Red Hill Road in the township of Clyde around 7:15 Friday night. Iowa County deputies responded. As a result, Rondell L. Harris, 40, of Madison, was arrested and charged with disorderly conduct. Harris was booked into the Iowa County Jail, where he remains. The American Red Cross is asking you to roll up your sleeves and become a donor to help. Defend the blood supply by giving blood or platelets now to combat a monstrous fact. Only 3 out of 100 people donate blood. Blood and platelet donation appointments remain vital. People of all blood types, especially those with type O blood, are critical to ensuring hospital shelves can be replenished as soon as possible. 4 blood drives will be held this week around the area. The first will be tomorrow from noon to 5 at the Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells. The second will be held Tuesday from 12:30 to 5:30 at the Lone Rock Community Building. A third blood drive will be held Friday from 2 to 6 at St. Joseph Catholic Church in Baraboo. And the fourth will be held next Saturday, April 6th, from 8 to noon at the Midland United Methodist Church in Mazamini. To book a time to give, visit redcrossblood.org, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Walk-ins will be accepted if time allows. In Vernon County, there are several warning systems which can be activated rapidly during severe weather events, which are monitored closely by Vernon County Emergency Management, the Vernon County Sheriff's Office, and your local police and fire authorities. The most common warning devices in populated areas of Vernon County are the community sirens. These sirens are activated when conditions exist that there is imminent danger, including but not limited to a tornado sighting. Straight line winds, microbursts, and downbursts associated with severe thunderstorm activity are equally as dangerous as tornadic activity. They can also be utilized for hazardous materials incidents, flash flooding, or other life safety events. It is also important to know that community sirens are variable in effectiveness according to the wind direction and speed, placement of the siren, and whether someone is inside a building or outside. As a reminder, the outdoor warning sirens are designed only to warn those who are outdoors. Individuals are encouraged to have multiple ways to receive alerts, including NICSL and NOAA, All Hazards Weather Radio. The community sirens need to be tested to make sure they are working properly. Vernon County Emergency Management will be testing sirens April through September of each year. The test will be done the first Monday of each month at 11. There will be one exception for the Monday test, September 2nd. For that month, the sirens will be tested the following day. If inclement weather isn't in the area, the test will be done the next good weather day. The first day for this will be tomorrow. UW-Madison Arlington Research Station Sheep Unit Manager and Experienced Shepherd Todd Taylor and the UW-Madison Division of Extension Small Ruminant Outreach Specialist Carolyn Eady will be joined by guest presenters Rusty Burgett, the National Sheep Improvement Program Director, and Dr. Scott Bowdridge, Professor of Food Animal Production at West Virginia University at the Badger Sheep Short Course, April 4th and 5th at the Arlington Research Station Public Events Building, Arlington, Wisconsin. You're invited to dive into the day-to-day operations with hands-on training. Sessions will include demonstrations and opportunities for hands-on experiences covering everything from biosecurity plans to keeping records and standard operating procedures. Lunch featuring a lamb cookout is also included. The registration fee is $75 per adult and $15 per youth. Youth 18 and under must be accompanied by a paid adult. Registration is required. Contact Todd Taylor by emailing toddtaylor@wisc.edu or calling 608-846-5858 or Carolyn Eady, that's at carolyn.ed, that's I-H-D-E, at wisc.edu or calling 608-262-3803 to register or for more information. For more learning and networking, extend your plans and stay for the Wisconsin Sheep Breeders Cooperative Arlington Sheep Days educational sessions, annual meeting, awards, and wine and sheep cheese tasting Saturday, April 6th. An additional registration is required for the WSBC event. For more information, contact Todd Taylor. And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking public input on updates to the state's elk management plan now through April 20th. Updates to the 2024 through 2034 elk management plan include changes based on the recommendations from the Natural Resources Board, Wisconsin Elk Advisory Committee, and feedback from private landowners in the elk management zones. The public is encouraged to review the proposed plan and share their thoughts via online comment tool. The DNR will review and consider feedback submitted during the comment period while preparing the final draft of the plan. Once finalized later this year, the proposed plan will be presented to the Natural Resources Board for approval. WRCO News Time is 5:12. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Right outside your door, there's a lifetime of memories waiting to be made. All-American Do It Center is your number one place to get the world's number one composite decking, Trex. Trex decking won't stain. It won't need to be stained. It doesn't warp, nor is damaged by insects. Trex decking has a 25-year limited residential warranty. Start your new deck now with Trex Composite at All-American Do It Center in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Today is Sunday, March 31st. Albert H. Block, 97, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at home in Ithaca Township. Funeral services will be held tomorrow at noon at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center. Friends may call at the church tomorrow from 9 until the time of service at noon. Military graveside rites will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Memorial Cemetery in Marquesan by the Marquesan American Legion Post 282. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to the family. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Albert H. Block, 97, of Richland Center. Dennis Lee Scotty Scott, 80, of Richland Center, died March 22nd. A celebration of life will be held Tuesday from 5 to 7 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be held at a later date in the Dayton Corners Cemetery. Dennis Lee Scotty Scott, 80, of Richland Center. Eddie D. Engel, 72, of Cazenovia,
died Wednesday at the UW Health University Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held by the family at a later date. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be given to the family. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home assisted the family with the arrangements. Eddie D. Engel, 72, of Cazenovia.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
How's it going on this Easter? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. Well, some clouds have rolled into the area, and there's some sprinkles trying to form in parts of central Wisconsin back through southern Minnesota. No big deal with that. Moisture will increase a little bit later tonight, so the chance of some scattered light rain is there. Then tomorrow looks fairly wet as a wave of low pressure passes to the south of us. Could bring us a few tenths of an inch of rainfall. It'll stay a bit on the chilly side through the mid-portion of the week, and a developing low-pressure system will sweep up through Illinois toward lower Michigan. That could bring some heavier amounts of rain and snow to southeast Wisconsin into lower Michigan. We could get grazed with a couple of showers around here and gusty winds Tuesday and Wednesday. Once that moves away, a beautiful stretch of weather settling in late this week into next weekend with more sunshine and warming temperatures as well. So tonight, expect cloudy skies with a 40% chance of scattered light rain or drizzle. Low temperature near 36 degrees. Wind out of the east-northeast around 10. Tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, and cool with occasional light rain likely. High in the mid-40s. Wind northeast to east at 10 to 20. Monday night, drizzle or flurries possible early. Low 30. Tuesday, variably cloudy and breezy. 30% chance of spotty light rain showers, which could mix with a little snow in the evening. High near 48. On Wednesday, mixed skies, blustery and cool. Spotty sprinkles or flurries possible. Low 29 with a high of 44. Thursday, partly cloudy. Low 26, high 47. And Friday looks very nice with plenty of sunshine. Low 26 with a high of 53. Saturday, sunny and warmer. Low near 29 degrees with a high close to 60. You have yourself a great evening out there. Again, looking for some spotty light rain tonight with higher chances of rain for tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it is cloudy and 48 degrees after a daytime high of 49 and a morning low of 36. Yesterday's high was 58 and we received 13 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 1986 is 81 degrees with a record low of 1 below set back in 1969. Last year's high was 53 with a low of 38. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:27. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:44. Winds are calm. Our barometric reading is 29.87 and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 48 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Cedar Crest ice cream sandwiches, two flavors to choose from, vanilla and black cherry, 10-count box, $5.50 each. Minis cheeseburger sandwiches, 2 counts, 50 cents each. Nature Valley oats and honey and sweet and salty almond granola bars, $3 each or 2 for $5.50. Atlantic cod loin, $7 a pound. Langer's 64-ounce juice, 7 flavors to choose from, $2.50. Campbell's chunky chicken noodle soup, healthy request, pub style and classic, $1.99 each. Classico pasta sauce, Italian sausage and peppers and onions, $2.75 each. Jimmy Dean morning combos and Hormel breakfast combos, 99 cents each. Jimmy Dean sage flavored pork sausage, $2.25 each, 2 for $4 or 12 for $22.50. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, close Mondays and holidays.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Town & Country TV & Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1972. They're your big screen HD TV headquarters. Walsh's Ace, the helpful hardware place with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and more. And Feral Gas, America's premier propane company, offers the convenience and flexibility of online bill payment and 24-hour emergency service. Call Feral Gas today.
In a game heard earlier on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, Jackson Churio hit an RBI double for his career extra base hit and helped Cullen Ray escape a bases loaded jam as the Milwaukee Brewers beat the winless New York Mets 4-1. Today, Brewers slugger Rhys Hoskins went 0-for-4 a day after Mets reliever Johan Ramirez intentionally threw at him. Ramirez, who is appealing a suspension, struck out Hoskins with the bases loaded in the fifth. It is the first 0-3 start for the New York Mets since 2014. Willy Adames and rookie Oliver Dunn each hit a run-scoring single as Milwaukee got off to its first 3-0 start since 2018. And the Milwaukee Brewers will have the day off tomorrow, and they'll play again Tuesday against the Minnesota Twins, and that will be the Brewers' home opener, and first pitch for that contest will be at 3:10, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. Bobby Witt Jr. finished a double shy of the cycle as the Royals hit 5 homers to back a strong start by Brady Singer to an 11-0 rout of the Twins. The win allowed Kansas City to avoid getting swept by Minnesota to start a second consecutive season. Salvador Perez hit a 3-run homer. Kyle Isbell and Mikhail Garcia hit back-to-back homers in the second, and Nelson Velasquez also went deep for Kansas City. Singer allowed 3 hits and a walk over 7 innings while striking out 10. Bailey Ober took the loss for Minnesota, getting just 4 outs while allowing 8 runs on 9 hits and a walk. Elsewhere in the major leagues today, the Angels beat the Orioles 4-1. It was the Phillies over the Braves 5-4. The Pirates defeated the Marlins 9-7. The Blue Jays beat the Rays 9-2. The Reds got by the Nationals 6-5. It was the Tigers over the White Sox 3-2. The Yankees beat the Astros 4-3. And the Cubs defeated the Rangers by a score of 9-5. Other games going on right now include the Guardians and the Athletics, and that game is tied 3-apiece in the top of the ninth. Also in the top of the eighth, the Mariners are trailing the Red Sox by a score of 5-1. The Diamondbacks are beating the Rockies 5-1 going into the ninth inning. And going into the seventh inning, the Padres lead the Giants by a score of 12-2. And tonight's contest will feature the St. Louis Cardinals at the Los Angeles Dodgers. Pitchers, Hennessy Cabrera and of the Toronto Blue Jays and Johan Ramirez of the New York Mets have been suspended for 3 games each by Major League Baseball for their actions in separate games, and Mets manager Carlos Mendoza was banned for 1 game. Cabrera was penalized for on-field actions that caused a benches clearing incident during Toronto's 5-1 loss at Tampa Bay. Ramirez was disciplined for intentionally throwing at Milwaukee's Rhys Hoskins during the Mets' 7-6 loss. Both pitchers appealed, causing the suspensions to be on hold until the appeals process is completed. Purdue big man Zach Edey went for a career-high 40 points along with 16 rebounds and one big block to muscle the Boilermakers into the program's first Final Four since 1980 with a 72-66 victory over Tennessee. The 7'4" center and the Boilermakers eked out a back-and-forth thriller between the country's top two players, edging out Tennessee's All-American Dalton Knecht, who finished with 37 points. Top-seeded Purdue set aside last year's grand disappointment, a first-round loss to a number one seed, to book the trip to Glendale, Arizona. On Saturday, the Boilermakers will play either Duke or North Carolina State in the national semifinal. And in that game, right now it's in the second half, just underway with 16:59 left to play. The Duke is beating NC State by a score of 31-27. Also last night in the Elite Eight action, it was defending national champion UConn, powering its way back into the Final Four behind a 30-0 run led by Donovan Klingon, who finished with 22 points and 10 rebounds as the Huskies crushed Illinois 77-52. It was a March Madness record 10th straight double-digit victory for the Huskies, who cruised to their fifth national title last year and seemed headed for a sixth. Their NCAA tournament wins this year have come by 39, 17, 30, and 25 points. The top-seeded Huskies will face Alabama in the Final Four in Glendale, Arizona. Marcus Domask scored 17 points for third-seeded Illinois. And Mark Sears hit 7 three-pointers, and Alabama recovered from its early long-distance shooting woes to beat Clemson 89-82 and reached the Final Four for the first time. Alabama made 10 of its 16 three-pointers in the second half to pull away. Clemson was led by Joseph Girard III with 19 points, and Ian Shefflin added 18 points and 11 rebounds. The Tigers were trying to make the Final Four for the first time, too. They had allowed just 14 three-pointers in their first three NCAA tournament victories. So once again, the Final Four game that'll be played on Saturday will feature Alabama, the number 4 seed, playing number 1 seed UConn, and then number 1 Purdue later that day will play against either Duke or NC State. And right now Duke is still leading by a score of 33-29. Caitlin Clark had 29 points and 15 assists to lead top-seeded Iowa to an 89-68 win over fifth-seeded Colorado in women's NCAA tournament action yesterday. The Hawkeyes advanced to the Albany 2 regional final and a rematch of last year's national title game against LSU. The Tigers, who beat the Hawkeyes in last year's championship game, topped UCLA in Saturday's earlier regional semifinal. Clark got the Hawkeyes going early, driving to the basket for easy layups or throwing fantastic passes. Erinette Vonleh scored 13 points, and Frida Foreman had 12 for the Buffaloes, who trailed by double digits for the entire second half. The three-point line for the women's NCAA tournament at Moda Center had a discrepancy in distance at each end of the court that went unnoticed through four games over 2 days before Texas and North Carolina State were informed of the problem ahead of their Elite Eight matchup. The NCAA says in a statement that the team's coaches agreed to play Sunday's game as scheduled with the mismatched three-point line rather than delay it. Four Sweet 16 games on Friday and Saturday were played without any of the participating teams saying anything publicly about a problem with the court. And today in the NBA, the Nuggets beat the Cavaliers by a score of 130-101. Games that will be going to be played tonight, actually Games that are underway include the Hornets hosting the Clippers, the Raptors hosting the 76ers. It'll be the Heat at the Wizards going on right now, and the Lakers are taking on the Nets. Games that are going to be played later include the Bulls at the Timberwolves, the Rockets hosting the Mavericks, the Spurs hosting the Warriors, the Thunder at the Knicks, and the Jazz at the Kings. And as for the Milwaukee Bucks, they came away with a 122-113 victory over Atlanta yesterday. And so the Bucks have the day off today and tomorrow, and then they will face the Wizards in Washington with a 6 p.m. tip-off time on Tuesday. Also, Victor Wembanyama's celebratory tossing of a basketball into the stands was costly. The NBA fined the San Antonio rookie $25,000 today for the act, which came at the end of Friday's 130-126 overtime win for the Spurs over the New York Knicks. Wembanyama caught a long pass for a steal on the game's final play, wrapped his arms around the ball, high-fived a courtside fan, and then tossed the ball a few rows into the crowd. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
Heartland Christmas Trees thanks you for your continued support. Look for their holiday season retail outlets throughout the area. Heenick Printing offers high-speed digital color copies at the most competitive price and high-quality commercial printing and design. Inspired Innovations, love your look with a manicure and pedicure and the latest in hair services, or relax and rejuvenate with a massage.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Life insurance is a promise to pay your beneficiary at your passing, and that promise is only as good as the company that stands behind it. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Your family trusts you, and you can trust State Farm. State Farm has simplified that process. With our agency, you can feel confident and comfortable in turning to us to help you choose the right coverage amount, explain the features and benefits of our policies, and answer questions. But most importantly, to know that we will personally hand deliver the benefit to your family. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Meyer Oil and LP, your hometown heroes delivering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane. Call 608-524-3914 for all your fuel needs.
100.9 WRCO.
Couldn't find you anywhere, yeah, I was lost. I said a prayer, just hoping God would bring you back to me. Yeah, I saw it with my eyes closed, how that's a road I never wanna go down. Cause that world don't turn, that sun don't burn, no, nothing works, I'm lost without you. That band don't play, there ain't no way. Do this life without you.
time I need you, need you. Cause that world don't turn, that sun don't burn, no, nothing works. I'm lost without you. That band don't play, there ain't no way. Not one day, one night, I can do this life without you.
That's just how it's supposed to be. He hates dumb tea parties, and she won't climb a tree. It's a boy and a girl thing, a girl and a boy thing. She'll stop wearing pigtails and get the braces off her teeth. He'll stop making faces, start saving her a seat. It's a boy and a girl thing, a girl and a boy thing. She'll start wearing makeup and he'll start noticing the curves. They'll get a little nervous when she with him and he's with her. Is he gonna kiss me? Wonder if she wants me to. Awkwardly embarrassed, not sure what to do. It's a boy and a girl thing, a girl and a boy thing. Like children, but make up like they're 17. And even when they're 80, it's still gonna be a boy and a girl thing, a girl and a boy thing, a girl and a boy thing, a boy and a girl thing.
To handle snakes in church, perfect hair and a starched white shirt. Now he's got a hold of something he can't drop like a copperhead. There's a monster living inside my friend Fred. He's hanging out in trailers, junk out in the yard, running with people that don't know how to park. Don't let him talk you into buying Sudafed. There's a bread. I know somewhere in there is a brother, a brother as gentle as a lamb. But the last time that we saw each other, he was nowhere to be found. He's shaking and baking out on Chisholm Road, but the poison that he's making is eating at his soul. He's lying and he's stealing, 'cause that demon must be fed. There's a monster living inside my friend Fred. I know somewhere in there is a brother, a brother as gentle as a lamb. But the last time that we saw each other, he was nowhere to be found. He's lost his wife and baby, good job at TVA. Got a mama that enables and an old man that he blames. He's looking like an extra on the walking dead. There's a monster living inside my friend Fred. There's a monster living inside my friend Fred. My friend Fred.
She was quiet as a prayer, and Daddy'd always tell me, son, you gotta be tough. Mama'd kiss my cheek and say, play fair. Well, I did my best to make them proud of me, but it's never been an easy place to be. Somewhere between Jesus and John Wayne, cowboy and a saint, crossing the open range. Well, I try to be more like you, Lord, most days I know I ain't. I'm somewhere between Jesus and John Wayne. Mama's love was tender, Daddy's love was strong, but both of them were there to help the weak. They taught me to stand up and fight for what is right. They showed me how to turn the other cheek. Now I see there's both of them in me, and maybe that's the best I'll ever hope to be. Jesus and John Wayne, a cowboy and a saint, crossing the open range. I try to be more like you, Lord, most days I know I ain't. I'm somewhere between Jesus and John. Cowboy and a saint, the cross and the open range. Well, I try to be more like you, Lord, most days I know I ain't, 'cause I'm somewhere between Jesus
San John Wayne. Well, I'm stuck somewhere between Jesus and John Wayne.
That was Gaither featuring Alabama and the Oak Ridge Boys with Jesus and John Wayne. And Alabama and Oak Ridge Boys, two great classic groups. You may hear them tonight on Old Country with Bo Hendricks from 6 until midnight right here on WRCO 100.9 FM, also on WRCO.com and on the Civic Media app with your host, Bo Hendricks. So be sure to stay tuned for that. Yeah, some great music coming up here later right here on WRCO. And remember, just a reminder, tomorrow, April Fool's Day. Yep, the 1st of April, April Fool's Day. Just be aware. You never know who's going to fool you. I'm kind of debating on who's going to be do the fooling here first. Well, of course, if you do it, if they're sitting over there, the chances are you might get it from Phil first because Phil comes out at 5. Then, of course, Henry comes in. Henry is always a likely suspect to do something. So he's actually higher than Phil, believe it or not. And then after that, Bo can get you. And who knows, maybe even Joanne can get you every once in a while. So be sure to tune in tomorrow. We'll see who does the first April Fool's joke tomorrow morning right here on WRCO. As for me, I got to come into the workplace, so I don't know who to try to avoid approaching first. But like I say, since everybody's a likely suspect, I think I'm bound to get it one way or another, but I will be prepared. So if you do have it, you know, have fun with the April Fool jokes, and I hope you enjoy your day tomorrow as well.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been a locally owned reliable fuel delivery business. Whether it's residential, agricultural, or commercial, Meyer Oil and LP has you covered, offering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for your fuel needs. Call and talk with their friendly staff at 608-524-3914.
Looking for a rewarding outdoor job opportunity? Join the House on the Rock Resort Golf Course team in Spring Green. They're hiring maintenance mechanics, grounds care team members, flower bed care groundskeepers, and more. A good driving record is required for these positions. They offer both full-time positions with 5 shifts a week and part-time work. Some roles are year-round, while others are seasonal. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Be part of the dedicated team and enjoy working in a beautiful golf course setting.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
The annual Ithaca Lions Club consignment auction will be Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Now is the time to list items you would like to consign to make sure your item receives full advertising exposure. If you're considering being a seller at the April 28th sale, contact Dean Reinhardt at 604-4692, Dick Hauser at 585-4808, or Fred Fry at 585-2921 by Wednesday, April 17th to have your items listed in wide area advertising. This is especially important if you have a larger item like a tractor, farm implement, car, truck, or boat. Remember, this is a consignment auction. You keep the money, less a reasonable commission, which supports the Ithaca Lions community projects. Turn items you no longer need into cash with the help of the Ithaca Lions consignment auction, Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. To list your item, contact Dean Reinhardt, Dick Hauser, or Fred Fry.
The same guy I played during the morning part of my shift and almost ending my shift right now, Mr. Tim McGraw. All I Want is a Life. And I want to thank each and every one of you for making WRCO a part of your day on this Easter Sunday, and hope you had a blessed and great one. I will be back again tomorrow at, I'll be on to do the news at, or the sports at 5:20. And actually, we'll have the sports a little earlier tomorrow, depending on what happens. If there's weather and the game gets canceled, we have a high school baseball game broadcast. Something happens, the game does get canceled because of rain or weather, then I'll be on at 5:20. But plan on me not being on until probably around 4:30 or so, around shortly after 4:30, and I'll be bringing you the sports right before the baseball game. So be sure to tune in to WRCO and enjoy some great high school baseball action tomorrow. And during the overnight, after the Old Country, which is coming up at the top of the hour, we will be bringing you some more great music for your entertainment. And then at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning, it's the Light in the Milk House show with the returning Mr. Phil. Now, Phil returned last night for Those Were the Days, but it'll be his return to the Milk House show after his vacation. I'm sure he'll have a lot of stories to tell you about his trip that he took on his vacation. Okay, taking us up to the top of the hour and Old Country is Zane Williams with A Little Too Late. Thanks again, everybody. Have a great evening, and I will talk to you sometime tomorrow. Take care and stay safe.
Dim lights, thick smoke. Noticed you in here tonight, girl, I just about choked. I've been planning on making you mine, but I didn't want to move too fast. One glance at the dance floor and I could see my chance had passed. Look at you. And hell, by the way, you just kissed him. So I'll swallow this whiskey and the words I didn't get to say. Got a front row ticket tonight to watch the one that got away. Picture, so in love, kicking my